going on, everybody? It's time for the run through it. What up, Tanner?
What's up, buddy?
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
We're pretty hype right now.
We are pretty hyped. Just watched the trailer for a couple Sony games coming. Spider-Man and Wolverine. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. Hopefully at the same damn time.
Give us Wolverine.
Right away.
That'd be tight. Give us Wolverine like 2022 and then give us Spider-Man something 2023. Something to hold us over. Man, it's going to be good.
Oh, check them out for sure.
Man, check them out.
Oh.
Guys, if you're joining us for the first time, welcome. If you're a longtime listener, welcome back. If this is your first time, the premise is each week my co-host and I break down the hottest in TV and movies, and that is what we do here. Every Thursday, which is today, we break down a bonus episode of the show entitled The Run Through. On those episodes, I'm joined by Tanner and Matt, or Megan and Emily, or anyone else who wants to dive in on a different TV series or movie. We break it down element by element and give it an in-depth review. First things first, follow us on Instagram at Binge Boys Podcast. That's where you get our announcements, our top five lists, our reviews, and more. Next thing, go to iTunes and make sure you've left that five-star rating and a short review. It helps us out a lot and helps us grow the show.
Grow the show.
Tanner, it's 2021 and everyone is on their hotness and fitness journey. And one of the biggest aspects of that lifestyle is eating healthy and meal prepping.
Which is impossible.
Yeah.
But...
But Prepped and Ready has that solution. Boom. Prepped and Ready Meals delivers a high quality, fresh meals with healthy and low fitness, healthy and low calorie meals in mind. With a variety of those kinds of meals, they can cater to anyone's personal needs, and they are so delicious. If you live in the greater Atlanta area and you're interested in meal prep made simple, you can go to PreppedReadyMeals.com and use code BINGE15 at checkout for 15% off your first time order. That's BINGE15 at checkout for 15% off your order. PreppedReadyMeals.com.
Oh,
Tanner.
Yeah.
We are here today to discuss The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
I love this film.
Really? You love it that much?
Oh, it's a good late night, put it on and fall asleep to it.
Really?
It's just like, you know, like kind of like a... The Interview or something.
Really?
Like it falls in the same category as all those for me, you know?
Wow.
Well,
I didn't know you loved it so much.
Oh, I do. Wow. Steve Carell is one of my favorites.
Yeah, he is. Everybody, a little bit of information about the movie before we get into it. It was released August 19th, 2005, directed by Judd Apatow, and it stars Steve Carell, Paul Rudd, Seth Rogen, and many, many more. This movie, Andy Stitzer, played by Steve Carell, is an amiable single guy who works at a big box store. Living alone, 40-year-old Andy spends his free time playing video games and curating his action figure collection. Despite his age, Andy has never had sex, so his friends, including David, which is played by Paul Rudd, and others, they push Andy towards losing his virginity. While attempting to get over his awkwardness around female customers, Andy meets local shop owner Trish, played by Katherine Keener, and they begin a tentative romance.
Ooh.
Tanner, the budget for this movie was $26 million. Opening weekend, it made $21.4 million.
Okay.
In its all-time box office run, it made $177.3 million.
Holy shit.
Rotten Tomatoes wise, critics give it an 85%.
As it should.
Audience, what do you think the audience gives it?
80 something too.
It gave it an 84%.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
This movie does not have any sequels, so we can knock that category right out of the way.
I don't know how they'd make one.
I don't know how they would either.
The 40-year-old one body.
Yeah. He got somebody.
Yep.
He had sex.
Yep.
Spoiler alert.
Where do we go? Yeah.
Tanner, what do you give this movie out of 5?
5.
Really? You love it that much?
I do love it. It's hilarious.
I think it's a good 4 out of 5 for me.
Yeah.
I think it's a little slower,
It can be.
It is still funny as hell.
All the stars in it, that's like Seth Rogen, all of them.
Yeah.
I just can't. And Jane Lynch.
Yeah, right? Jane Lynch is great. She's the best in this movie. Yeah, my door is always open. Figuratively. You know what I mean?
And literally.
she's hilarious. And so is the rest of the cast. Paul Rudd is so great in this
movie.
He's
so funny. He's such a little bitch in this movie.
I know. And Seth Rogen too.
Oh yeah. He's just as, you know, he's just like every other one of his characters. Douchebag, pot smoker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing new there.
No.
Is there going through each of the categories, is there a villain in this movie?
I guess you could say his awkwardness is the villain. Yeah. Anxiety is the villain.
He is his own villain.
This is true.
He is his biggest opposing force. Every
I'm thinking about the first scene. He wakes up.
Yeah.
He's got the biggest fucking stiff I've ever seen.
I'm thinking of the scene that he's in with, oh, what's her name, bro? Elizabeth Banks.
Oh.
With her, she's the freak that's just like, come here.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That invites him into her home and she gets in the bathtub.
Oh, yeah.
With the shower rod. She's like, this is my warm up.
And he's God.
Good thing you want to warm up so you don't pull something.
Oh, it's too funny.
It's a very quotable movie.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Very funny.
Did you hear a bunch of, how many times have you seen it?
Twice.
So like, were a bunch of quotes that you heard like people say?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
All the time.
Just came out like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great movie. There's a lot of really good quotes in here. Do you think this is a movie that will be remade in 20 years?
Actually, yeah.
I could see it being remade.
Concept. Yeah. I could picture like the new stars, like Tom Holland or something in there. Like,
yeah. Give us a new awkward, main character.
Except nobody's going to believe Tom Holland's a virgin.
Nah. No. He's too attractive.
He's a beast.
Steve Carell's the right level of like unattractive to attractive.
He's a hairy guy.
He is a very hairy guy.
We'll get to that.
That's a good one. Let's see if there is a sequel being made. Let's see. You never know with movies anymore.
Yeah, you don't.
40-year-old virgin.
Verge bag.
Sequel. Let's see here. If there was ever a plan to make a sequel to 40-year-old virgin.
They could make a sequel where he has a son who's the same way. Oh, kind of like that.
Maybe.
Might go pitch that to Paramount.
Maybe. There is no sequel and there is no remake in the works.
It's too new.
So, yeah.
So,
that's,
yeah.
That's a movie that's...
could be.
That stands well on its own.
It does. Still stands up to this day, too.
Yes, absolutely. It's available on HBO Max and Hulu to stream if you want to stream it. But... yeah, Tanner, I land around a 4 out of 5. No, sorry, 4 out of 5. Very funny movie.
I think I only give it a 5 out of 5 because I've seen it since I was a kid.
Really?
All the way up.
This is my second time seeing it.
Oh, I love it.
It just missed me as a kid. Just like the next week's run through, Tropic Thunder.
Oh.
I never seen it before.
It's hilarious.
I watched it.
Okay.
I'm like 40 minutes left of it right now.
What do you think so far?
It's funny.
It is.
I'd seen a couple scenes, like the Tom Cruise scenes, where he's just like cussing and doing crazy shit.
Yeah. I forgot about Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
I got to watch it again.
Yeah, now. But we'll talk about that when we talk about Tropic Thunder next week.
Yes.
But the 40-year-old virgin.
40-year-old virgin.
Tanner, what's the best thing about this movie?
I don't know.
I think the cast.
The cast, yeah. I never thought Paul Rudd and Seth Rogen would be such a great dynamic. And that other guy, I forgot his name.
I forgot his name too.
Judd?
No.
No, that's not Judd Apatow.
Dude, and Jonah Hill. He's in a scene. Jonah Hill? He's in the scene where Steve Carell or Andy goes across the street to the shop to visit Trish.
Oh.
And he's trying to buy the shoes. That's Jonah Hill.
He's the awkward creep.
Yeah, he's the awkward guy. He's just like, I'm trying to buy these and you're making it really difficult for me and I don't appreciate it. She's like, no, I sell people's stuff on the internet. And he's like, yeah, but you know, why don't I just pay you directly? Like, why can't I just... That's Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
When I was watching it, I was like, oh shit, it's Jonah Hill.
He's like, trying to buy them for himself too.
Yeah.
He's a freaking
creep.
He's like,
I just really want to wear these shoes. Yeah, I think the cast, personally.
I think
the cast is the best part.
The dynamic with all of them, it still stands up.
Yeah.
It's like, kind of like a... Wait, I can't say that anymore.
What?
James Franco and not anymore.
Rip. Dude, that's crazy.
That sucks. You piece of shit.
I was thinking about that the other day.
Why do you got to be a piece of shit?
How James Franco is never going to be like in a really funny movie again.
And he's never probably going to be in another movie again.
Man, he's been real quiet.
Well, yeah, he's canceled.
Man, I never thought James Franco would get canceled. But looking at him.
Look at him.
He's kind of a creepy looking dude.
You can't, yeah. But yeah, God, he's so funny though.
Sad.
What a bitch. He could have probably been in this Spider-Man movie too.
Yeah.
Cameoing.
I was just wondering, do you think they would have brought him back for a cameo if he didn't get canceled?
I think maybe he would be in a world where he met his father too.
Wow, that'd have been
so much potential. Damn. Screw you,
screw you, James Franco,
creep,
freaking creep. What's the worst thing about this movie?
I guess it can be a little uncomfortable at times.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is quite uncomfortable to watch.
Sometimes, at points, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the first scene.
He wokes up with a big old stiffy.
He's got to lean down.
Huge erection on that man.
Oh, my God.
He's hung like a horse.
I don't believe that's actually.
No, I don't think it's his piece.
No, definitely not. I hope not. That's creepy.
Let's look up a picture of Steve Carell's piece and see if it is.
No, God. Can you imagine if like they were like, all right, Steve, get hard.
Yeah, exactly. And we're not going to roll. All right. He's hard. Start rolling. Go. 40-year-old virgin penis.
Go.
Let's see if Google Images gives us an image here of. Nothing good. However, there is an image of this scene where he flashes back to when he's in high school or college or whatever, and the girl starts licking his feet. Gross. And he just kicks her in the face.
That was his, you know, after that, I think I'd be pretty scared of it too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kicking
and
her in the
face. Paul Rudd in this movie, man. I'm just like looking at like.
He acts like such a bitch.
He's so such fun. And Mindy Kaling.
He still looks. Oh, yeah.
Fun cameo there.
Yeah, it's her, isn't
that's,
it?
His, it's his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of fun stuff about this movie.
I know. And I'm damn it. That part slipped my mind. Just like the Jonah Hill part.
You know what aged kind of bad?
Huh.
The whole scene where this scene, can you picture the scene?
Oh, yeah, them just sitting there.
You know what makes you gay?
Oh, like, yeah.
They go back and forth about being gay.
Yeah.
That's another thing I noticed about this movie. This movie is very racist.
Very.
There's so many racist jokes in this movie. There was, Catherine got home from teaching, and she was sitting there while I was finishing up the movie, and they, I forget what joke it was, but they said something so racist.
She was probably like,
what? That she was like, her mouth dropped and she looked at me and she's like, when was this movie made? And I was like, 2005.
Damn.
There was a joke where they said like, why do you have all these video games? What are you, Asian? Like, I was like, oh, okay. That
doesn't work.
That doesn't even really work.
That was back in a time when we all could make, I mean, I can't say that. I don't know.
Yeah. It was back in a time where racist jokes were made and people didn't think anything about it.
Yeah. Now it's
now you can't do that.
No, it's too bad. But you know, I guess it doesn't need to be a thing.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. It is what it is.
Oh, yeah. But you know, there's going to be people that are still going
to
do it.
I love... I'm just trying to... I'm thinking of scenes at this point now. Like, some of the best scenes. Did you take notes?
No. I just...
Or are you just looking at
it? I remember this movie.
Really?
Like, the back of my... Well, actually, I don't remember the back.
The back of your hand?
Well. But, yeah.
You know it very well.
Yeah.
I like your Hawaiian shirt, by the way.
Thank you.
It's a vibe.
I know. I love it.
It's a whole ass mood.
It is a good mood.
It's a vibe.
Oh, the wax scene.
Yeah, that's up there. Christians! No, he says, Kelly Clarkson!
And he's perfect for this shit. Oh, but Trish. She aged well. I mean, she...
I don't know who she is.
You don't know? Oh, you've definitely
Trish?
Seen her a
million
times.
What is she in outside
Catherine
of...
Catherine Keener?
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
I'll look at some stuff.
Let me pull up her IMDb.
Actually, you know what? Not really much.
Catherine.
Oh, she's in Incredibles 2. She's in the... Oh, wait a minute. She's not the mom.
Is
she's
this Catherine Keener?
No.
I'm pretty sure that's Catherine Keener.
Well, then whoa.
No, that's not Catherine Keener.
She's pretty as hell. Maybe she is.
Yeah, she is. She is very pretty.
Very.
Is it
How did he
Catherine?
Get
Catherine? There, I spelled it with the wrong letters there.
I don't know what movie. There'll be a movie that I'll find that you'll be like, oh shit, that's right.
She's in Get Out. She was in Get Out.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, Get Out's terrifying. Sicario.
I'm looking at
Percy
her,
Jackson.
IMDb. Yeah, nothing that I really would have pointed or like remembered.
Is she in a movie with James Gandolfini? Oh no. Yeah, James Gandolfini is in. She's in a movie with him. Enough said.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know if I know this girl.
Holy crap, that's Tony Soprano. That does not look like Tony Soprano.
Yeah, that's him.
I can't believe he passed away. Rest in peace, James.
Enough said.
Yep.
She's also in a movie called Enough Said. Yeah. Just kidding, she's not. I don't know
Whoa,
why I
thought. James Gandolfini. I cannot picture him being in a romance movie. He's too violent.
Now I'm looking at all the famous Catherines. Catherine Zeta-Jones, Catherine O'Hara, Catherine Bell.
Well, she was in a shit ton of movies.
A lot of famous Catherines.
Oh, there's tons.
And there's my Catherine.
She was
Catherine
in Bad Cop. Grandpa.
She was?
Yeah, 0.5.
This Catherine?
Yeah, Catherine Zener.
Well, enough of her.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear some, or before we go to trivia, what's more good scenes? I love the scene where they're playing poker and they're like, tell him what a real sex encounter sounds like. He's like, oh yeah, I love, you know, grabbing a woman's breast and just,
and they're like, you take a bite? Like, oh, I forget what they say.
Or he says, I love when you grab a woman's breast and it feels like a bag of sand.
Oh yeah, they're like, Have you ever touched a woman's breast? I can just picture that. I remember kids like that in high school.
Yeah, that would pretend like they know what's going on.
See right through them. You're like, your cap.
Ooh, I was wrong. There is kind of a sequel to The 40-Year-Old Virgin, and it's called Knocked Up. Have you seen Knocked Up?
Never even heard of it.
Knocked Up.
Is it still Steve?
No. Knocked Up stars these two. I'm pretty sure they're their same characters.
No way.
It's just like in the universe of The 40-Year-Old Virgin. You've never seen Knocked Up?
Uh-uh.
It's a fun one.
It is?
Oh, yeah. Shit. Oh, yeah.
I might have to work it. Does it say you can stream it somewhere?
You probably can.
Good.
Anything
with Seth Rogen, all the way.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's a funny one.
It is. It's a funny mint.
Let's look at some trivia here for 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Man, I'm hype as hell. To watch this movie again right now. I'm getting hyped up. I need to watch it. I'm just picturing all the scenes that they're in working, and like the one where Paul Rudd's watching a movie, or what was he doing? He was watching something bad on there, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
And then freaking Jane Lynch comes out and screams at him, and then he tries to mock her and stuff, and then
wow,
it's freaking hilarious. I'm terrible at explaining it, but you'll get what I'm talking about.
These first two trivia facts are awesome. First off, the entire "you know how I know you're gay" scene was completely improvised by Paul Rudd and Seth Rogen.
Oh my God.
The scene where Steve Carell has his chest hair removed required 5 cameras to be set up to get every angle of it. Steve Carell's chest hair was actually ripped out.
Yep.
Carell told the director before it was shot that it has to be real. It won't be funny if it's mocked or a special effect.
Ah, Kelly Clarkson.
So all of that was real, and the lines that he screamed were all improvised.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. Can you imagine? You're sitting there shooting.
Kelly Clarkson.
You're sitting there. How could you sit behind the camera and not laugh at him?
So with that said, the laughs from his friends were real laughs.
That makes it 10 times funnier. I gotta watch it again now, just for that. Kelly Clarkson.
To prepare for his role as Andy, Steve Carell lost 30 pounds.
Oh yeah, he looked slim in that movie.
Yes, Judd Apatow originally was nervous about the transformation, stating that he didn't think comedians should have to lose weight for a role in a movie. However, he realized that Carell being buff wasn't a good idea because it helped establish the fact that Andy was a virgin. So he's supposed to look small. Awkward and small.
Yeah. I like that. God, Steve Carell, you beast.
Let's see. More and more and more.
Nice.
Catherine, you can shut the door. It's okay.
I know.
This is funny. I pointed this out to Catherine when the movie was going on, the counselor at the health clinic, when they go to the birth control thing,
yeah.
That blonde woman is Steve Carell's real life wife.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. I forgot her name. Nancy Carell?
Yes.
Yep.
Steve Carell's wife, Nancy, suggested that Jane Lynch was for the role because she didn't think any other woman in comedy at the time could pull off that kind of demeanor.
And she nailed it.
Almost 50% of the movie was improvised while shooting.
I believe it. All those guys, I wish I could be on that set. That'd be freaking hilarious.
Oh, there's so many good. I almost want to read all of these. Wow, Catherine smells amazing. Holy hell. That smells so good. The producers... okay, so the producers did make Knocked Up a few years later in 2007 as a separate unofficial sequel. Fun.
Fun, 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 fun.
Ah, in the scene where Andy and Trish go on their first date to have dinner at Benihana's, it is the same Benihana's that they used to film for the show The Office.
No way. That's freaking hilarious. That? Wait, didn't he have to leave The Office for this movie?
Well, it says the film ended up being instrumental to making the U.S. version of The Office an Emmy-smashing hit. This role convinced people that Steve Carell was right for Michael Scott.
Man, imagine.
After seeing his performance in this movie, audiences realized Michael Scott is indeed a lovable character.
Michael Scarn, FBI.
Boom, Michael Scarn, FBI. Wait, what? A lot of these are...
Tis confusion.
A lot of these are confusing. This was the very first movie that Mindy Kaling was on screen.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, good for her. And then...
She's got a role in The Office, and she's a writer of The Office.
I completely did not understand until later. Ooh. The Office Lady, shout out.
This is the very first movie where Steve Carell ever kissed somebody on camera.
Really? What else was he in before this? That's my question.
I don't know.
I can't think of anything. Because everything pretty much came after.
Holy crap, this is really cool. Seth Rogen was 22 when this movie came out.
He does not look like he's 22.
So David, Cal, and Jay are supposed to all be the same age. However, Seth Rogen was 22 years old at the time of filming, and Paul Rudd was already in his 30s, and Romani Malco were already in their 30s and 40s. Yeah, Paul Rudd was in 30s and 40s.
Paul Rudd does not look old still.
This movie was voted in 2006 in the top 50 greatest comedies of all time.
Damn right.
Let's see. Well,
quotes.
Jenna Fischer.
Oh,
is seen in the very first bar scene. I'm gonna have to go back and find it.
No way. How did all these people end up together?
Paul Rudd, Seth Rogen, Leslie Mann, and Jonah Hill all appeared in Knocked Up together.
No way.
3 years later. Yep. They're all in that.
Oh, God. I wonder what Jonah Hill is.
Catherine Keener was the very first choice to play Trish. No other actress was considered.
Good. She's pretty.
Yeah, like I said earlier, the scene where Andy gets his chest hair waxed, all of the reactions of the cast around him are real, and it all had to be done in one take. Obviously, because his hair was being ripped off.
He's a hairy mother trucker.
So, this is... the actress playing the waxer almost ripped off Steve Carell's nipple.
Oh!
Because she didn't know that you're supposed to coat the nipples with Vaseline prior to waxing.
Oh!
Fortunately, Judd Apatow realized what was happening and yelled cut just in time before she ripped off his nipple.
Holy crap. Big. That would have been really bad.
Paula, played by Jane Lynch, was originally written as a male character. However, when Jane Lynch was pitched, they immediately flipped the script and made it a woman.
Beautiful. She nailed it. God, she's funny as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, those were all really funny trivia things. Now let's go into quotes, and then let's wrap this thing
up. Quotes can go forever. There's so many.
It can, so that's why we won't let it.
Yes.
Because we have to go somewhere.
Scoop.
Scoop. Quotes. There's not many quotes. There's a lot of, like, exchanges.
Paragraphs and stuff.
Yeah, a lot of paragraphs here.
Damn.
Go fuck a goat. That's a fun one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that. Another kind of racist thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of racist humor in this movie.
Very.
Everybody's dick looks big on a 60-inch TV. My sister's dick looked big on a TV. Jesus. My sister's dick. Okay. Is it true that if you don't use it, you lose it? Is that a serious question? No. No, it wasn't. Man, yeah, a lot of...
too many paragraphs.
Yeah, a lot of paragraphs here.
Oh, yeah?
So you tell me, Montel, why weren't we invited to the party? What are we, Al-Qaeda? Man, this was made 2 years after 9/11, and they were making 9/11 jokes.
God damn.
You know, I know you're gay. You have a rainbow bumper sticker on your car that says, I like when balls are in my face.
Oh, God.
Man. This is the racist joke that Catherine pointed out in the movie. When the two black guys, Kevin Hart, making the cameo.
That's right.
I looked at Catherine. I was like, is that Kevin Hart? He looks like he's 20 years old.
I think he was.
He might have been. Yeah. Well, either way, those two are arguing. And then the random customer says, today's forecast, dark and cloudy with a chance of drive-by.
At that point,
Catherine like dropped her mouth and looked at me and she was like, when was this made?
I just dropped my mouth. I forgot about that. That's kind of messed up.
Yeah.
Come on, Judd.
Very good. Yeah, but at this time you could make racist jokes in movies and nobody cared.
Yeah.
They figured out that Jay was pregnant.
Oh yeah.
When he was showing off the pregnant like images or whatever to the coworkers, one of the Indian coworkers said, tell me something, when your child is born, is he already on parole?
Jesus. That's messed up.
When Paul Rudd's talking to himself down about Mindy Kaling, he's like, isn't she adorable, that fucking bitch? Yeah. She's like, hey, don't talk to her like that. And he's like, bitch.
He just makes it worse and worse for himself.
Ooh, another good one is when he got waxed. And Paul Rudd was like, you look like a man-o-lantern. Because it looked like a jack-o'-lantern face on his chest.
That's all probably improvised right there.
Oh, yeah.
God, these guys are brilliant.
Yeah.
Paul Rudd, I want to meet him.
I do,
too. Imagine how much fun that would be.
Top five actors I want to meet, Paul Rudd is in that list.
That would be just like a blast.
So,
well.
It's 40-year-old virgin, man.
That is the 40-year-old virgin.
I think we summed it up pretty quick there.
I really hope nobody grows up 40 years old and is still a virgin.
Yeah, I really would hope. I was hoping that nobody I know is a 40-year-old virgin. So for all we know, somebody could be a 40-year-old virgin that we don't know.
Well.
You can only really prove someone's had sex if they have kids.
This is true.
So.
Oh, yeah, this is true. Well, not necessarily.
That's.
Adoption. Or there's other ways.
True.
Yeah.
Test tube babies.
Okay, moving on.
That's a 40-year-old virgin, everybody. If you like what you hear, follow us on Instagram and leave that rating and review. Also, go check out our friends at Prepped and Ready Meals, and they'll get you hooked up. See you guys next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.